Pawn shops are undergoing facelifts. The seedy, dim-lit rooms of the past are giving way to spacious galleries in upscale neighborhood shopping centers. Sam Eaton reports from member station KUOW in Seattle.
Brian Lurie, owner of the Yuppie Pawn Shop in Kirkland, Washington, says the 1965 film classic The Pawnbroker was evidence enough for him to try a different tack on the pawn shop.
I think it was Rod Steiger, and he's behind a little cage, and it was really ugly, and the whole movie was ugly, and the whole concept was ugly.
I do not believe in God, or art, or science, or newspapers, or politics, or philosophy.
Well, then, Mr. Teacher, ain't there nothing
you do believe?
Money.
Lurie says the concept behind the pawn shop isn't ugly, it's respectable. You give the pawnbroker something valuable like a home entertainment center, and in exchange, he gives you some cash. If you pay him back, you get the center back. If not, he sells it.
It's a very simple and nice concept.
20, 40, 60, 70, and 5, and a receipt if you like.
The pimps, thieves, and prostitutes in the movie The Pawnbroker don't frequent Brian Lurie's Yuppie Pawn Shop. His space is mixed in with upscale suburban supermarkets and furniture stores. Inside, the layout is open and welcoming. Families shop here. A local priest is a regular bargain hunter. But what really sets Lurie's pawn business apart is his merchandise.
This is good.
We have a lot of laptops here, for instance. We've sold Harleys. Okay. We've sold Rolex watches. We have sold BMWs. We have a very nice $50,000 Mercedes-Benz on pawn right now.
80% of Lurie's customers come from the affluent communities that surround Microsoft's Redmond headquarters, an unlikely location for a successful pawn shop. But Lurie says the prosperity of his business shows that life in the suburbs isn't always what it's cracked up to be.
They might have a little bit bigger mortgage. They might have a little fancier car. But the fact of the matter is, interest rates are down. You can buy more house for the same dollar. You can buy a car, a brand new car, with 0.09% financing, but you still have to pay for it.
And for many people, the lure of borrowing money against that fancy mountain bike you rarely ride, or all that jewelry you have laying around the house, is hard to pass up.
You know, it's not in here. Maybe you did.
One woman, who didn't want to give her name, is here to renew some overdue loans. She's pawned her wedding ring and her husband's tools, racking up $1,500 in debt in order to make her car payments.
I might need a couple of extra $100 one month to pay the bills, and I just come here and I don't have to give them my Social Security number. I don't have to give them my earnings. I don't have to go through this entire stat list of my life.
Another customer, Dave, an out-of-work race car driver who would only go by his first name, had pawned his VCR, widescreen TV, several helmets, and an expensive guitar collection. He says his handful of pink loan slips add up to $1,800 and a string of bad luck.
Started out buying stuff from here instead of pawning stuff, and, you know, lost my job and had to pay rent. Dude, that's life, man. That's the way it works.
Yeah, be pawn. What do you got? What do you need? What do you want?
Brian Lurie prides himself on all the regular customers he's built up over the years. He says even though selling the goods from defaulted loans is where the big money is, he always gives his clients a courtesy call to remind them when it's time to renew. Ethics like these are common in today's pawn shops, says Rob Robinson, head of the Washington Pawnbrokers Association. He says the number of pawn shops in the U.S. has nearly doubled in the last decade, making for fierce competition. Strict business models have also been adopted, factors that Robinson says are contributing to the gentrification of the pawn shop.
I think it was 7 years ago, National Pawnbrokers Association emerged, and it has certain rules and regulations. The image of the pawn shop is something that we're all working towards improving, and we've done a good job.
But even with this improved image, pawn shops still have a hard time shedding their old one. Bellevue Police Officer Shirley Howder is tracking stolen laptop computers.
I'm investigating a case of theft that occurred in Bellevue, and the items that were stolen suddenly appeared here from in the Yuppie Pawn Shop here in Tolman Lake.
Still, Howder says pawn shops must now report every item they bring in to the police, and it's rare, she says, to find a shop that doesn't cooperate. For Brian Lurie, his openness with police even gained him a new customer.
And you can also put it on layaway, too.
Well, you have my card.
Yeah.
I'll be back after work.
Cool. Oh, all right.
A $400 Leroy Neiman print caught Officer Howder's eye while she was investigating the stolen laptops. She made a down payment and promised to come back after work to pick it up.
I'm clear, Kirkland, and route back to Bellevue.
For NPR News, I'm Sam Eaton in Kirkland, Washington.